Voting started in Barbados today as police, nurses and other ancillary staff headed to the polls from 7 this morning. Prime Minister Mia Motley chastised her opponent, Ralph Thorne, for comments made on Trinidad and Tobago television about the QEH. DLP candidate for St. Peter Jason Phillips claims his work in the parish will bring out the undecided voters. And Bishop Andre Simmons defends his sermon about biblical message not being political. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The polls in Barbados opened today for special voters, which included the members of the police services, election officials and other essential workers 1 week ahead of the general election on February the 11th. Starcom Network's Ricardo Roberts tells us more.
Polling stations in all 30 constituencies were opened 7 a.m. this morning to accommodate those who will be required to work on election day at the Donald Henry Auditorium on the compound of the Bethel Methodist Church on Bay Street. Special voters trickled in to cast their ballot. The special electors include the police, election officials and staff working on election day, and special essential workers designated by the ABC. The voters who declined an on-air interview told Starcom Network News the process has been smooth. The special voting ends at 5 p.m. Ricardo Roberts, Starcom Network News.
On the campaign trail, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has criticized opposition and political leader of the Democratic Labour Party, Ralph Thorne, over comments he made during an interview on Trinidad and Tobago television. Speaking at a meeting in Eden Lodge last night, the Prime Minister said Mr. Thorne's remarks about the state of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital should not have been broadcast to a regional audience. Extracts of the interview were carried on Starcom Network News, and Prime Minister Motley suggested that the audience of Barbados' affairs should be kept internal.
Arabar told us was to be friends of all and satellites of none, that we were proud enough to stand up on our own. And what bothers me is that here you have a leader of the opposition wanting to be prime minister, wanting to be responsible for defending this country's good name. I have had to go from larboard to starboard, inside Barbados, outside Barbados, in the Middle East, in the Gulf States, in Africa, in Latin America, in Europe. And the one thing that I have done consistently is to defend the name and the people of this country.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Meantime, in spike-stung St. Peter, DLP candidate Jason Phillips says road infrastructure is a top priority for his parish.
I will push for a structured road rehabilitation program for St. Peter with priority corridors including Basketball to Spikestown and Indian Ground to Spikestown. Roads must be properly paved, properly drained, and properly lit. No more patchwork, no more neglect. In other words, I want to see a smooth road from St. Pete Alley in Deep Basketball coming right down to Spikestown. The roads in Indian Ground are deplorable. They are horrible. I want to see a smooth road coming from Indian Ground right to Spikestown. And pray tell me, we need some lighting on the roads too.
DLP candidate for St. Peter, Jason Phillips. Well, Prime Minister Mia Motley has just officially opened the Hope Agricultural Training Institute in St. Lucie. The China-funded campus was handed over to the Ministry of Educational Transformation this morning, with Chinese officials Li Ming, representative of the SIPPR Engineering Group, and other officials overseeing the handover. The 57,000 square foot facility is designed to accommodate 300 students and 60 teachers, with three main zones stretching from west to east, a livestock section, a teaching and administration building, and dormitory facilities. Expounded on key instructions, Mr. Lee noted that the facility includes the administration and teaching building, staff and student dormitory building, the livestock sheds, and also a photovoltaic system with equipment room and disinfection room. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Bishop Andre Simmons of Calvary Temple Community Church and brother of BLP St. James Central candidate Kerry Simmons says his sermon on Sunday calling for the overthrowing of seats was rooted in biblical teaching, even if it carried political overtones. The sermon attracted widespread public attention ahead of the February 11th general election after Bishop Simmons made a strong statement about seats needing to be overthrown.
There are seats in this country that need overthrowing. You heard me say what I just said. There are seats in this country that need overthrowing. I didn't say all the seats. In 1887, British historian Lord Acton, A-C-T-O-N, noted that individuals with total control, such as directors or tyrants, always abuse their positioning to prioritize self-interest over common good. Some seats in this fair land need to be overturned. Now, I have not told you what to do on the 11th of this month.
Speaking to Starcom Network, Mr. Simmons maintains that his message had been misunderstood and should not have been misinterpreted.
God is good to ensure that persons get the full context into which the message was given. And once they do that, it's hard to go against what has been said, because whatever the takeaway is from that message that I gave, it has to garner, if it is carried through, it has to augur well for the future of this country. You do not want a one-sided party.
Are you supporting your brother Kerry?
Kerry will always have my support.
More in that interview will be featured on Election Extra at 4:45 p.m. on VOB 92.9 FM. A senior lecturer at the University of the West Indies is calling for a unified and comprehensive regional strategy to address growing security challenges amid ongoing geopolitical concerns. Speaking as a panelist during the Sir Shridath Ramphal discussion series, senior lecturer at the Institute of International Relations, UWI, Dr. Jacqueline LaGuardia Martinez, outlined several layers of security affecting the Caribbean.
It has to do with the issue of economic security and the real difficulties that we have in the region to have diversified economies. There are real constraints in terms of resources, in terms of size, that it is very difficult individually for a small state to actually go beyond this type of physical constraints. We have issues of energy security, and we have the issue of food security. I believe that there are estimations that about 80% of the food needs that we have in the Caribbean is imported. So it really places us in a very vulnerable situation. And we also need to add the element of environmental security and how climate change is also having a negative impact in our region.
That's senior lecturer at the Institute of International Relations, UWI, Dr. Jacqueline LaGuardia Martinez. Our top stories. Voting started in Barbados today as police, nurses and other ancillary staff headed to the polls from 7 this morning. Prime Minister Mia Motley chastised her opponent Ralph Thorne for comments made on TTT television about the state of the QEH. DLP candidate for St. Peter Jason Phillips claims his work in the parish will bring out the undecided voters as he pushes for road infrastructure improvements. And Bishop Andre Simmons defends his sermon, saying his message was biblical, not political. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest in Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.